Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful day in my neighborhood, and this is Mr. Rogers coming to you live from Corbett, Oregon. I do not have my zip-up sweater on today. I do have my slippers, but it is a beautiful day in my neighborhood, and hopefully it is a beautiful day in yours. And if it's not, well, you can change that, right? We all can change that, because if it's to be, it's up to me. I want to welcome you to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live, and it is good to be with you. And I know I've said this before, but I'm always, always just jacked up about the guests that, well, that are out there in the world of Nikendom, if I can call it that, that the wellness consultants, that the people that come to Nikan and become wellness consultants are of the highest caliber of just any group of people I've seen in a long time. And I've been a part of a lot of different organizations and ministries and whatnot, and I've never seen the caliber of people that we attract. And today is definitely one of those days, and we have Jim Starnes with us from, it's Atlanta, right, Jim?
That's right, Atlanta, Georgia. Okay.
For some reason, I always thought for years you were from Alabama, and that's because I think when I first met you was in Huntsville, Alabama, at an event. I believe it was in Huntsville.
Yeah, it could have been.
And that was years and years ago. Yeah. But I always had those two, but it's from Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are on the line or you're listening to the recording and you're a newbie or maybe 5 or 10 or 15 years or even 20, well, Jim still has more tenure in Nikan than you do. So, and I'm not that it's a competition or anything, but Jim, take us back to the beginning. Now, what people know on the call right now, if they read the emails, that you came out of the banking industry, just retired, and you were looking for something to do. So, fill in the gaps on that story and. Well, and again, welcome to the call. Welcome to Saturday AM Live, and let's hear it from your perspective.
Thank you so much, Vance. Good morning, Early Bird. Good to be with you. I always like to chat with a group of our extended family, and I consider all Nikan consultants part of my extended family. Well, it was on February the 26th, 1991. That we signed the papers and became Nikan consultants. So that's just about 21 years ago.
You're coming up. You're just a few days shy of that. And
that's right.
When you say you signed the papers, I mean I know from a banking executive position that this was a contract, and you probably looked at it a little more seriously than most because back then we actually did sign. It was not through the internet. There was no internet. What was it for you and Betty that you wanted to sign? Why? What was it that was attractive to you guys?
Well, fortunately, we were at a meeting, a wellness preview in Atlanta, and Larry Prophet was the speaker, a guest speaker, and Danny Pang was our sponsor.
Okay.
And so Betty, my late wife Betty, was the one who really is responsible for our Nikan life because she saw the vision. She believed what Clara Prophet told her. It's hard to believe what Danny Pang was saying because, he was such a comedian and he spoke with a decided Chinese accent. But Betty saw the vision and she immediately said, we're going to change the world. And coming from a bank just 4 years, I just retired 4 years previous to this, I didn't understand it. I didn't know anything about medicine or health or wellness or especially network marketing. But I said, well, Betty, if there's something you want to do, let's do it. So we started out, and I was just giving Betty moral support, not knowing anything about it, but she went out with Danny a good bit. And in those days, the requirement was 40,000 personal volume in 1 month to become silver. And we became silver in 1 month.
Wow.
So we got off to a good start. Thank
you. Now, Jim, I have to ask this, too.
Yeah.
Because you haven't said anything about a, you know, one foot in the grave experience with Niken Solutions, or, I mean, this is all business to you, and you're definitely in the minority.
Yep.
Because most people come on board to Niken, they see something or they hear a story or they're dealing with something, and the person who introduces them says, hey, why don't you try this?
That's right.
And that was not you guys, the case for you guys.
Well, it was with Betty, I guess. She didn't have any dramatic product experience, but she had the dramatic product belief. Of course, it's a little confusing going around with Danny. He's very persuasive, but, you know, in his accent, he would say, we sell mattresses that have maggots. And people would say, maggots? What did he say? They make you feel so good. But anyway, it would break the ice and start a conversation. And Betty was such a magnetic personality herself that she just attracted the right people to her. And it took me, I must confess, a couple of years before I really understood it. And my understanding, I tell people even now that I didn't have a product experience, I had a money experience. But Betty asked me one day as I was going off to do something to take a little money pouch to the bank and make a deposit for her, and so I said, I'm glad to do it. I got to the bank and opened that little leather pouch that she kept her things in, and gee, there was money. And it was significant. You know, in the banking business, we used to tell people all the time to make significant deposits. We would welcome them. And the question would quite often come up, well, what is a significant deposit? We would say, all deposits have a period, a dollar, decimal point, zero, zero. But when it gets a comma, it becomes significant. So she had some significant checks and money, and I went home and said, Betty, you got a good business going here. You might need a manager.
I have to stop you, Jim, because I'm curious about, you had just retired from the president of a bank, and I believe you said when we chatted on the phone the other day that particular bank is now a Bank of America. So
that's right. I ran the real estate subsidiary for North Carolina National Bank Charlotte, North Carolina.
Were you guys, I mean, and again, this is 20 years ago, were you needing additional income, or was the, I mean, you just, are you just always open to gaining more?
I thought when I retired in 87, so that was 4 years before we actually started, Betty and I said, let's find something to keep ourselves busy. You don't want to play golf all day, and I don't want to do other things all day. Let's find something where we can help the world. And, you know, if we can earn a little extra income, why, we can travel a little more affluent manner. We'd love to travel. So that was our purpose in looking, and we'd looked at several. I was trying to learn about network marketing, so we'd looked at Herbalife, and we'd looked at something else, and I was beginning to get the idea, at least, that it was building a network, not getting a job. So with that, we started out, and it took a visit to Mexico for me to really, and then to Japan, for me to really become absolutely convinced, or to have the belief that it's needed to succeed. When Niken opened Mexico, Betty said, I want to go to Mexico. We got to take our business down there. And I said, well, that's great. I'll go with you, but you might need a man along because Mexico doesn't have the same culture as we do. They don't hold the female in quite the same elevated position that we do. She said, well, fine, come along. I was just part of an accessory.
So basically you were Betty's chauffeur.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I told her, I said, now, if I go with you, let me use some of my business experience. And she said, fine. So I acted as if we were opening another branch bank in Mexico City. I got us a suite at the Nikko Hotel, which is a Japanese hotel in Mexico City. We hired us a couple of interpreters because neither of us spoke Spanish. We ran ads in the paper about 2 weeks ahead of time. So when we got there, and that entry into Mexico, people had to go to Human Spring Moore before they could become consultants. So we were really...
I remember when Nikan opened back in 1996, Stacy and I attended Humans Being More in Great Britain, in London.
Yeah.
That was the standard requirement for opening, launching any country. And there were some pros and cons to that. I like the way the format we have now, that fortunately, that if you, and just kind of an FYI, and Jim, most people on the line don't know this, but anytime NECAN can gather 400, that's the kind of the magic number. That may have changed now. Maybe it's different, but I know that in recent times, 400 people that will basically say, yep, when this company launches here in this country, you know, whatever the country is, we'll do it. If we can guarantee that we've got 400 people, then we are ready to, you know, go full tilt and we'll do it. And there's not so much an official, you know, 2-day training course like Humans Being More. There's just, hey, let's get the ball rolling, let's get moving. And I know that every country that's opened the last few years they've used that template of, you know, because a lot of people will come on board NECAN, and we see this all the time, that say, hey, well, I know I got a really good friend that lives in Nigeria.
You know, right.
And he's got contacts. Well, does he have 400 contacts? You know, and that's kind of that you know, the template or the plumb line or the litmus test, so to speak, of how to launch it. So you guys went down there, and this was, what year did you guys go into Mexico?
I think it was 94.
Okay, so you came on board in 91, and I'm going to, again, if you missed it, Jim, you were 71 at the time, right, when you started?
70.
70. Okay.
70 and 91.
Okay, so you're now, if I do the math real quick, you're 92.
91.
You're 91. Sorry, I'm trying to age you before your time, I shouldn't do that.
It's just a number.
It's just a number. But what boggles my brain is I'm less than half your age, and I'm not calling you old. I respect anyone who's older than I am, especially those with wisdom. What boggles my mind is that when most people in our culture, especially in this country where we have this magic number of 65 or 60...
Yeah, that's old-fashioned, though, you know.
It is old-fashioned because when that was implemented, when that whole Social Security check and all that stuff was started, the idea behind it that we're going to create this system so that no people are going to put into it all their lives, but we as a government will never have... And I'm not anti-American. Don't.
Oh, no.
It's, the system was created because the average age of Americans at that time, in the 40s, was 63 for males and 65 for females.
That's right.
And they knew that if we can put this, that make them get them to look forward to it. I mean, it's terrible to even say this stuff, but it's true.
Yeah.
That they knew that people would be dead before they could collect their Social Security. And here you are, you and Betty here, you're 70.
Yeah.
And you're going, I want to launch a business. And now you're in your 90s, which is a good, you know, 15, 20 years past most people thinking they're going to be doing anything, and they're going to be, as you said, playing golf all day or shuffleboard or needle pointing or hanging out with the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids. But you guys didn't do that at all.
Well, Betty passed away, you know, a couple of years ago.
Correct.
So she left it up to me. She said, we want to go Royal Diamond, And last June the 6th, I made a written commitment to my upline that I would go Royal Diamond, and I'm on that pursuit.
And Jim, for those people on the call that know what Royal Diamond is, you're probably a certain number of silvers away in order for that to happen. What's that number right now?
Well, I'm one platinum leg away.
Okay, so basically,
platinums need six silvers, so I'm really five silvers.
Okay, so you've already identified that person.
And I'm working very rigidly and hope goodness Estes is too. With that person.
Because you have a vested interest and so does he.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, a few minutes ago. You said, you know, this is about building a network, not about getting a job.
Right.
You were looking for a network marketing company. Why Neekin? What was so attractive about Neekin?
Well, really, it was the why of Neekin. Mexico was very fortunate for us because we did a terrific job. We had a suite, and actually we had taken four of our group down with us, and so Betty was up in the suite doing a demonstration, rolling the back and so forth, and I had a holding pond down in the lobby. And so when people would call, they'd come into the lobby, and I'd chat with them through our interpreter, usually. And then we'd send them up to the suite, and they'd get worked out. But in a week, so about 10 days' time, we sold about $150,000 worth of product.
In this 10, how many days, how many weeks?
About 10 days.
10 days.
And this was before they had the award for
60K class.
But anyway, we won a trip to Japan. And that's what turned my mind. The paradigm shift for me then was 180 degrees when I went to Fukuoka and met Mr. Masuda and saw in his glass of water on his desk, he had a couple of Mac boys in it. And then I went into the research and development lab. I don't think they let people in there anymore, but I saw what they were actually doing, and I thought these were mannequins that they were testing on, but they were live human beings testing the various magnetic products. That's mainly what we had then was magnets. They were only natural energy, but that paradigm shifted for me that I saw really the why in Neekin, and that they had discovered something that we didn't know much about in the Western world, and that was energy medicine, whereas here we're so addicted to chemical drug medicine. And, of course, I believe Betty, she said, we're going to change the world. And that was why I've since really learned that people don't buy what you have, they buy why you have it.
Okay. So it's not the facts and the figures and the analyzing, it's the why.
It's the why. And, you know, we've always said in Neekin, we need to know what our why is, but I had that a little mixed up too, because so many people would say, well, I want to be healthy, but that's not really the why, that's the result. Or some people would say, well, I want to make some money, and that's not really the why, that's the result. The why is discovering something. That's the reason Neekin's byline, you know, is discover it. And it's discovering something that is revolutionary, it's different. And literally, it's going to change the world, one person at a time.
Sure. And Jim, again, these are experiences that for you and Betty happened 20 years ago, literally, or, you know, 15,
right.
20 years ago. And today, as you said, we don't have the opportunity to tour the research and development plan of Neekin because it's kind of top secret. It definitely is because They don't want us to know what they're working on because we'll forget all the great stuff we have, the solutions we have right in front of us.
That's right.
And we'll just go, oh, let's stop. They're going to introduce that next October at the leadership event in San Diego.
Yeah.
Well, we got to build up for that. We'll miss the forest through the trees, literally.
That's right.
Because we have such amazing, amazing solutions right now. And any one of us, I mean, we could take any. I'm typing an email to a friend in New Jersey last night, and she's asking me about what do I do for back issues. And I love the fact that you just said people don't buy the what, they buy the why.
That's right.
And so I immediately was taken back. Almost 20 years ago to watching my own father. And as I'm typing this email, I start, you know, my eyes start welling up because I'm remembering the why, that 19 years of back agony with my father, and I remember standing right next to him.
Yep.
When he made the comment, my back doesn't hurt anymore.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I typed that up in just a very short email, and I thought, you know, that's what this is all about. It's the why. And that's obviously what's, you know, been your passion over these years, because, again, Jim, I'm not calling you old, but most people...
I'm senior.
You definitely are. You've been getting that ARP magazine for quite a while. And, I mean, they've got your number, but you're definitely not slowing down. What do you do? And this is, I'm asking this literally as an honest question. What do you do to maximize the Niken solutions, to give you that edge, because most people start slowing down about 60, 70-ish, and you don't sound like you're slowing down.
Well, I am, really. In my written declaration to Go Royal Diamond, I told Dennis and Reed and my other friends, Dave Johnson, that I still have the enthusiasm, I still have the belief, but I must say that some of my energy got up and went. And so I had to try to fathom a way that I could really do this efficiently and effectively. And, you know, when Betty got sick about 8 years ago, we quit Niken practically. We just didn't go out anymore. We didn't make many trips. I made a few by myself when she couldn't go. But, you know, every month we got a check. And this is what really has sustained us, has sustained me for 21 years after the first month. Well, I think even we got a little check the first one. We've never missed a check. And there's just not any better retirement business than that. And so what I had to do and what I made the decision to do was to try to see how our Niken business could be run more like a business. We had built it on the onesies, twosies, you know, make a list of 100 names and that sort of stuff. And that's effective, but very, as a business, they're very inefficient. So I seized on the idea of the network and the social media. But I said, I don't understand that. I don't understand Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. So I hired somebody. Now, it's the only employee we've ever had. We've had a... independent contractor for years that helped with the taxes and pay the bills and things of that sort. But we never had any employees until about 4 months ago. And I hired a lady that is very competent in getting me onto the social network. And, you know, we're beginning to sell Niken products retail now online.
Uh-huh.
And I never thought that was possible.
Well, because part of that is, again, 30 years plus of network marketing experience growing up in a network marketing home, it's the opposite. Selling retail is, well, that's great, but you really want to build that network as you...
That's right.
And so selling them retail, that just is kind of goes against the grain, and now we're seeing that, hey, why not?
Well, it gives that source of income to keep the business going.
Sure.
While someone is developing their own business, because we don't really earn money from the sale of product as the majority part, but from dividends we get from other people's businesses.
Sure. Yeah, and that's a common thing that a lot of people don't understand, that the biggest income in any network marketing organization, company, whatever, and especially
yeah.
in Nikken, is that residual that
comes
in.
Oh, yeah, that network.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so simple to me. I can't understand why we continue to have a difficult time painting the picture so other people can see it. But I talk to people about if they want a job, if they want money, and goodness knows our economy certainly needs that now, the simple problem is to be introduced to Nikken, become a consultant. That's a $35 investment, which most everybody can handle. And then they've got to make the big investment of $500. And most people have or can find a $500 gap in their credit cards that they can use. Or I tell them if they need to borrow somebody's credit card. Tell them, let me charge $500 on your credit card and I'll pay you back in 3 months. And then all they need to do is duplicate. And those four steps, well, we've got to have $100 a month authorship, but I tell people, buy your breakfast. Buy your breakfast from Nikken.
I like that.
That's what I do. You know, I just buy the body balance and a few other things. Well, I actually buy more than that, but that serves my breakfast every morning. And, you know, people don't understand the numbers, but if you get people seeing this and they invest $35 and then the $500 vital day pack and then authorship, and they get one other person a month to do that. And if everybody does that, you know, in 12 months you've got 4,096 partners. And 4,096 partners times just $100 a month. That's $100,000 worth of business. It's 6%, it's $24,000 in the pocket.
So, Jim, if I can do a quick review for those of us who maybe not have written that down. Your four things.
Yeah.
Literally, $35 membership in which they get, you know, we all know that we get $15 worth of product in that, $15 worth of solutions, the power chips, the power patches. There's right. 10 of them in there. And then number two is make that investment of $500.
Yep.
And then three is buy your breakfast. I love that tagline. That is really nice.
But then the big part that most people fail on is the duplication.
Right. And three is you do the $100 auto ship, and then number four, probably the most crucial, is duplicate
yeah.
it and go find one person and start there, and one person a month. And as you said, at the end of the year, you're looking at $4,096. That, and that's residual volume. And if that was all you did,
you don't do the $500 but once as a mandatory requirement, but they do $100 a month.
Well, and that's where a penny a day doubled versus, you know,
that's right.
You know, $1 million up front. We all know that it's about $15 million, depending on which you have a 30-day month or a 31-day month, or
that's
you know.
Right. That's right.
But Jim, I'm curious, and I don't usually ask this question, and those who are regular listeners, they know I don't ask this question, but in your tenure with Nikken, because, again, you started when, again, most people in our culture are slowing down and they're not looking to aggressively build a network or build their net worth, but what was the lowest check, the lowest commission amount? And it's not that it's all about money, but money makes the world go around. And I watched part of the news last night, and that was the big focus of everything.
Right.
Gas prices increasing, the price of vegetables, the price of groceries increasing. What was the lowest amount of a check that you've ever received, that you and Betty, even getting started?
Well, the first check we received, we were in what I now call, tell my people, is to get in the Comic Club. The Comic Club is where you're getting at least $1,000 a month. Now, I have a core, a targeted market. I spent so much of my time, my life in real estate that my targeted market is the real estate boards throughout the country. And I talk to them in terms they can understand. And for 21 years, we've been up, and then when Betty got so sick 8 years ago, we started going slowly down. And but on an average, for 21 years, it's been $16,000 a month. And
wow.
Tell my real estate friends, I said, that's the equivalent of your selling a $27,000 house every month at 6% commission. Not a split commission with another broker, but 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that for life and for your children's life. And it's going to get better because network marketing is just now being recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just so such a fantastic situation we find ourselves in. And I just can't understand why everybody doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, and we all have different excuses. And I have heard a boatload of them, you know, and different reasons why people don't. But the neat thing is, and again, this is a really neat, fun thing, is that there are, in the 7 billion people out there, the 300 million plus just in the U.S. alone, there are a lot of people out there that are looking, they're praying for something like this, and we just simply have to go through a bunch of those people that that want to get into the Comma Club.
That's right.
You know, and I'd love to, and I appreciate the fact that you didn't answer my question, but you answered my question in a different way. About your highest or your lowest, because $16,000 a month for someone, for anybody. if you can't survive on that, something's really wrong, because most...
But, you know, that's equivalent to what the President of the United States gets on his retirement.
Okay.
About $16,000 a month.
But I think the biggest thing between you and the President of the United States, either current or past, is you have a whole lot less stress.
Oh, boy. I sure do. You can take it easy and have fun and still help the world.
Well, that's the thing. You may not be the commander-in-chief of the greatest nation in the world, but you definitely have the ability to help the world, and you have the opportunity to enjoy it to the fullest.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, sure, there are some great perks of being the president, but, pictures don't lie. And four-year term, the stress on the physical body, we all
see,
very, very
You know, as well as I do, that there are a lot of people in Nikon that do better than that. And so that's, and we really haven't seen yet the best-paid Nikon consultant. They haven't signed up yet. Because we'll have some people in the future making a million a month.
Mm-hmm.
Several are making a million a year now, but not. It's getting better.
And I know because I not to brag on anything that Stacy and I did, but to brag on our network because that's really what it was for us. But hitting that millionaires club before I even had my 30th birthday, that was a big deal. And I forget about that, and you know. Even our own daughters, they don't know that you know, our oldest, who's 13, that basically when I was twice her age, we were doing what you're talking about, an average of 16 a month, greater than that, and she doesn't, they don't need to know that because their future is so much brighter than it ever was for us, and I truly believe that. Jim, is there one thing? And I know you've answered so many of my questions. I appreciate that. Is there one thing that you would say for wellness consultants, either getting started today or restarting or just saying, you know, what? Is there one thing that continually motivates you to go out to increase the size of your network, to enlarge your territory, is there one magic bullet for you?
Well, the magic bullet, I guess, would be belief. You've got to really believe it. You know, W. Clement Stone said a long time ago that anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. But the big part of that is belief. Most people think they know something, but they don't really believe it. They've got to believe it so much that it becomes part of them. And, you know, I just say what Dave Johnson's always said, get in, believe it, and never leave, never quit. I always say it's sort of like, to paraphrase one of the songs from South Pacific, once you have found her, never let her go. So hang on to it. And, you know, you can't find a better job. And it's not about making a lot of money, but it's about having a lifestyle where money is no issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's freedom. And when we have that freedom, when our civilization, when our society, when our population has it, we don't then depend on a government check. We don't depend on Social Security. We don't depend on somebody taking care of us, but we are the captain of our own ship, and we run the show.
Yeah, we're definitely at the helm. And what was that quote again? What the mind can conceive.
What the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
Okay. And who was that that said that?
Anything. Well, W. Clement Stone's the one I give credit to. Now, he may have picked it up.
But I think I learned that from Larry Proffitt years ago. If you say something more than, you know, a few dozen times, you can kind of pretty much claim it as your own. You change the words around a little bit. Okay.
Right. That's a glorious organization. Is nothing better, and it's getting better all the time. And as Reed Nelson told us when we were just starting, and we complained about something, he says, well, Deacon's not perfect, but they are darn good.
And I, you know, and I will attest to that. Living in the same city as Reed, we get together on a regular basis, and you know, it really I think for me, it's becoming a student of this, and it's not being a Pollyannist or, you know, always being optimistic, but at the same time, it's saying, hey, you know, the world is not that bad. You know, if you want to tune that stuff in and put that stuff in your mind, with our daughters, we always ask them the question, is that the kind of stuff you want going into your mind?
That's right.
And if the answer is no, well, then just tune it out.
Well, I always tell our folks to replace negative assumptions with positive anticipations.
Mm.
Because we assume so many things, you know. We say, oh, I can't do this, I'm not that, if this happens, so and so. Those are negative assumptions, 90% of which never occur.
Sure.
And then have positive expectations, not hopes, not just dreams, but you expect it, really. Expect it. So.
Well, Jim, you have given me, I'm looking back at my notes, better than a half a page worth, and I appreciate that. And so, I should start paying people to give me all these wonderful, you know, nuggets of truth and when they share their story, because you have been a huge, huge blessing for me. And I know that the people that are listening live right now and those who kind of catch the recording. And speaking of recording, if you know somebody that, especially somebody who is thinking about retiring or is in those retirement years, they can hear Jim's story, this conversation that we just had, by going to www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, saturdayamlive.com, and just scroll down to where you see Jim Starnes' name in bold red print. Click. Boom, it's playing. And I learned a couple weeks ago that you don't even have to do that in front of your computer. if you've got an iPhone, an iTouch, an iPad, or, you know, any of these other type of, you know, phones that can access the Internet, grab your earphones, bring it up on the website, and boom, now you're mobile. You can listen to it while you drive, as long as you've got Internet connection, or while you're walking around your house, or when you're sitting at Starbucks, you know, tapping into their free Wi-Fi, or, you know, and I prefer Starbucks over McDonald's, because what comes out of McDonald's, I don't know if that's really food. Yeah, and I've been 8 years free from being a McDonald's, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Well, I'm glad you have that. That's a wonderful way to archive your business information to share with others.
Well, it's there, so catch the recording if you know, or you want to go back and listen to some of it, because this is, Jim, what you shared, really, your story and some of these principles that you're using, or all the principles, especially your four steps of, you know, 35, 500, 100, and then one person. I love that.
It works.
It does work, and you're obviously the litmus test for it. So, Jim, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, man. I want to, next week sometime, give you a buzz. There's some things I want to help from you on.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
If I say no to that, I'd be absolutely foolish, wouldn't I? So thank you so much again, Jim. And again, if you want to catch the recording, www.saturdayamlive. And if you want to hang tight for folks a few minutes, I've got a couple announcements, but I want to say goodbye to Jim. And have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Val, tell your parents today in charge. Hello for me.
I will do that. Thanks again, Jim. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information. Mm-hmm.